This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just a day after the U.S. and Germany announced they'd send battle tanks to Ukraine, Russian forces fired more missiles and self-exploding drones across Ukraine this morning. The mayor of Kyiv says one person died. Gian Gentile is a former U.S. Army tank commander. He says these tanks the U.S. is sending to Ukraine are going to help them a lot.
It gives them an offensive, mechanized, armored punching force that can carry out offensive, create penetrations in the Russians' lines, that also potentially can produce surprise and shock.
Now to Newport News, Virginia, where a six-year-old is accused of shooting and wounding a teacher. The school board has now voted to fire the school district superintendent, George Parker III. Authorities in the Los Angeles area are still trying to figure out why a gunman killed 11 people at a dance hall on Saturday, then killed himself. Very shortly now, we'll hear how the economy did in the final few months of 2022. The government report comes out this morning. The AP's Donna Warder on what surveyed economists think.
The economists say the economy in the fourth quarter of last year likely grew 2.3%. Despite the likely second straight quarter of expansion, the economy is widely expected to slow and then slide into a recession sometime in the coming months as increasingly high interest rates implemented by the Federal Reserve take a toll.
Southwest Airlines pushing back after the Transportation Department said it's investigating whether Southwest deceived customers by knowingly scheduling more flights in December than it could handle. Southwest says it had ample staffing and a solid plan. Gas is $3.50 a gallon this morning, 13 cents more than a week ago. This is AP News. The world's close to getting rid of a disease.
The Carter Center says only 13 human cases of guinea worm disease were reported worldwide last year. In 1986, guinea worm infected 3.5 million people.
There's a lot of discussion about how the last mile of an eradication program is the most difficult.
People who drink unclean water can ingest parasites that can grow as long as 3 feet. The worm incubates for up to a year before painfully emerging. Adam Weiss with the Carter Center tells the AP they are close to the end of guinea worm.
It is going to be a very long and arduous last mile.
Part of the eradication work is training people to filter and drink clean water. Also, those who have had it are telling their stories.
There generally is kind of a fear of how bad it is to get guinea worm.
Weiss says guinea worm is poised to be the second human disease to be eradicated after smallpox. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.